listen, everybody, have fun out there. Enjoy yourselves. Make sure you, you know, stop in the communities along the way and meet and greet folks.
It was a week ago Sunday that more than 500 riders gathered in Buffalo ready to kick off Cycling the Erie Canal. For Matt Gerzinski of Ohio, it was a chance to spend time with his father from Massachusetts.
Well, I live in Ohio and my father lives in Massachusetts, so we were looking for a trip somewhere in between the two states. We found this trip along the Erie Canal in New York. The other major factor was the flatness of the ride. So there aren't a lot of steep hills. It's a very nice, easy grade along the towpath trail.
Matt brought along his 5-year-old daughter, making it a 3-generation trip.
My daughter's a trooper. She helped pedal along, and as long as we kept her full of snacks and ice cream, she was great.
Abby Seal and her group from New Hampshire took the family thing to a new level. She was riding with 3 sisters, a cousin, her father, grandfather, and an uncle.
I like riding along the river and all the different scenery. It's not just the same thing over and over and over. I actually liked the hilly day yesterday. Thought it was a good change up.
She admits to not training much before heading out on the trip.
I think as the week has gone on, I've been getting stronger and stronger. But it's been a good challenge. I'm sore, which is good, which tells me that I'm actually working myself. So.
Abby credits her grandfather for getting the family on the journey. He took each grandchild on a trip.
All of them have been adventure type of trips. Where you start someplace and end someplace, and you have to do certain things along the way, and it's a maturing thing.
The educator and minister refers to his Christian faith in having the family bond together as they enjoy the activities.
I got a tremendous amount out of it. I got friends for life. They turned from being just regular old grandchildren to my dear friends.
Another family traveled quite a bit farther to take part in the Erie Canal trip. Sherry Barfoot was in Hampshire, England when she decided to ride, bringing along her 14-year-old daughter Jemima and her 15-year-old friend Grace.
It's been pretty good. You know, you don't appreciate history, I don't think, when they're this age. So it's quite nice to... I actually grew up in Wheatsport, and I didn't appreciate all that the Erie Canal is, and I've been wanting to do this for quite a long time.
When the three arrived from England, Grace explains they needed to get some bikes.
We went to Walmart and bought them. On the day we came.
And then are you taking them back?
No, we're going to give one to Sherry's mum, and then we're going to donate those to charity.
Grace and Jemima pedaled those pink cruiser-style bikes the whole 400 miles, along with Sherry and her brother Mark. Not sure the kids focused entirely on the scenery or the history.
The favorite part is, like, when you... have lunch, I think. I like the lunch. And then the worst bit is when it's really hilly.
My least favourite part is the cycling. And my favourite part is when it's over.
Each morning, the families, couples, friends, or individual riders broke camp, loaded gear on trucks to the next stopover, managed breakfast, all before riding. Setting up camp, meals and showers were all part of the afternoon routine. Once on the route, riding was different each day. Rick Presley came from Seattle after hearing about the ride 10 years ago.
It surprised me. I expected more of it to be on the trail, and there were sections of it that went along through the back roads, through the farms, and I loved those as much as anything. You know, just that's my favorite kind of riding, you know, on very low-travel roads.
He met his daughter Hannah for the journey.
We get to see each other about once a year, maybe twice if we're lucky. So to have this extended time is great.
Another set of West Coast riders, Arthur Kessner and Tina DeBenedict from Berkeley, California, were looking for a relaxing escape.
No cars. I mean, really, no cars here. And you get to look around instead of worrying about the cars.
The parts of the trip along water were appealing, as was some of the history.
I wanted to know more. You know, I didn't know the Erie Canal, according to it, was mostly built by Irish immigrants. And I didn't know that. So I grew up in Queens, and they inculcate you, you know, with this material. Some of it stays with you and most of it vanishes. But it's interesting to know who were the workers, who did it, where they live.
Arthur, an avid bicyclist, Tina more of a runner, managed the challenge fine. Many of the riders regularly do organized bike excursions. In fact, Rob Schraft found his companions on another trip.
We saw some people, this was 4 years ago, wearing Cycle the Erie Canal jerseys. And we went to college in Seneca Falls, when Eisenhower College was still there back in the 70s. So it was like perfect. And we met Larry and Hannah on the Katy, and we kept talking about it. So this year they decided to come, and so we're with them. We're a Missouri contingent.
Rob and his wife Liz joined Larry Wakeman and his daughter Hannah, both pairs riding tandem bikes.
It's a lot of fun, and I love spending time with him because I feel like our relationship is stronger than those other fathers and daughters, and I really like that.
What a privilege, you know. I mean, I talk to a lot of dads that daughters are off, you know, doing something else, have no time for them, so I feel very privileged that Hannah likes to ride and that we have an opportunity to do this together.
They enjoyed seeing the canals and waterfront communities, scenery they don't get biking in Missouri. Larry Levine from Malta and his riding partner almost didn't make it to the start. When he stopped for gas driving to the beginning of the ride, another driver just about ended his trip.
So I'm standing there and I see this enormous boat take on my bikes. It just bent them in half. The bike rack exploded, literally exploded.
That mishap made them even later for registration, but it all ended pretty well.
So he gives me his insurance company. Says, just go over to Fairport Bike Shop. And what, in an hour, we bought two new bikes and a new car carrier. I got the bags I want. You know, so now I finally got all the equipment I should have had when I first started.
All on this guy.
All on this guy.
All right, if you've got two flat tires in one day,
the final night was a time to have some fun, laugh at foibles and fables from the whole trip that would end with the final ride into Albany Sunday. The ad hoc talent show included a skit by the Texas Maryland Scout Troop. Michael McClelland enjoyed time with his buddies and some of the sights along the way.
Going up the locks in an actual boat was very interesting to do. I like this kind of candy. Seeing the peppermint museum, Oscius Peppermint Museum. Seeing museums like that and going on the canal, finding out about the history with the canal and all these cool places and big, huge corporations now that started out as these little tiny shops along the canal.
They take a yearly bike trip, and Scoutmaster Dave Schaller doesn't have to do much convincing.
The kids really enjoy the bike trips. And there's bragging rights and saying that I rode across the state of New York, you know, 400 miles, which is a neat thing to be able to say.
From the scout troop and other teens to families with kids as young as four, ages on the trip ranged all the way up to Stuart Levengood from Pennsylvania.
89. Well, I ride at home almost every day of the year. 11-mile route every day that I ride. I guess I was in shape when I came here.
The group was warned in advance that we'd hear the Erie Canal song at that last night's send-off. The final day gave people a sense of accomplishment, relief that it was over, but a bit of sadness to be finished with the routine, the new friends and riding mates, and the great experience experiencing the Empire State along the Erie Canalway corridor. It was a pleasure cycling the Erie Canal. Chris Bolt, WAER News.